sorry about this. Okay. All right, my sisters. We're going to go ahead and the next we're going to have on program our scripture reading by Sister Ruby Underwood. And before she comes on, I would like to ask that all of my sisters, make sure that your phone is muted and you don't have any background noise. That will really help us through this program hour. And now we will have Sister Ruby Underwood with our scripture reading.
Good evening, ladies, and welcome to our first-time callers. I will be reading two scriptures tonight. The first one will be 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with the price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in his spirit, which are God's. Next will be 2 Corinthians 5:17. And it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, my page turn, all things are become new. I've read to your hearings 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 and 2 Corinthians 5:17. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words and especially to the doers. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right. Next we're going to have a song of praise by our sister Cynthia Watson.
Good evening, sister. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sis, we hear you.
Okay. Good. Restore my spirit, Lord. I need restored. My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more. Transform your word. Renew my love. Rebuild my faith. Oh, restore my soul. Revive the fire, Lord, deep in my soul. Stir my desire to work in your fold. Lighten my heart, dear God, your zeal grow cold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Renew my courage, Lord, it needs restored. My cup is empty, refill it, dear Lord. Replace all doubt and fear with faith so bold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Restore my soul, dear Lord. It needs restore. My faith is weary, please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Restore my soul. I love that. One of my songs, favorite songs. All right, my sisters. Next, we will have our introduction of our speaker by Sister Beverly White. And then the next voice you hear will be our very own speaker, Sister Lisa McIntyre. Sister Beverly.
Okay. Good evening, sisters. I am proud to introduce our speaker for tonight, Sister Lisa McIntyre. Sister Lisa lives in Tallulah, Louisiana. She was added to the Body of Christ on December the 16th, 2015. She attends I-20 Frontage Road Church of Christ in Vicksburg, Mississippi. She became a member of LPW on September 2, 2017, which has really helped her to grow, and she's very, very thankful to be a part of such a great ministry. She has participated in the 100 Days of Prayer 4 times and the Prayer-Thon 2 times. She loves to uplift and encourage her sisters in Christ. That is why she loves being a part of the Prison, Sick, and Shut-In ministry of the Lady Prayer Warriors. Sister Lisa has 3 adult children and 2 adorable grandsons. Sister Lisa loves traveling, hearing the Word of God, and studying the Bible. All this is great, but the best thing is being called a daughter of the King. Sisters, on this afternoon, this evening, I'm sorry, I introduce to some and present to others our speaker, the lovely Sister Lisa McIntyre. Thank you and have a great night.
Hello, sisters. And first, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, for giving me life itself. I want to thank the admins for the opportunity to speak tonight. And I want to take time to thank our first-time callers. You are truly our honored guest. I also want to thank the program participants, Sister Natissa, for being our gracious host, Sister Shiraka, for approaching the throne of grace on our behalf with opening prayer, Sister Ruby Underwood for reading the scripture, and Sister Cynthia Watson for singing my favorite song, or should I say one of my favorite songs, and Sister Beverly White for introducing me, and Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis will do our closing prayers. Our theme for this month, sisters, as you know, is spring cleaning for the Christian woman. My subtopic will be a whole body detox. Daily motto for me is Psalms 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Growing up, I remember spring cleaning in this house, in my home. I hated it. When my mom said, get up, wake up, oh, I would dare ask her for what, not like the kids do now. What? I don't want to do that. Mm-mm. We got up. We did what was told. At least I did. My brother didn't, but I did. And we would clean every wall, every baseboard, mop the floors. You know the drill. Everybody's done it before. But it helped me in the long run. I'm going to read the scriptures just one more time. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Now, just to recap from our previous lessons, on April the 2nd, Sister Jan started us off with the theme, cleaning up because we've been cleaned up. Yes, Christ died, rose again, and cleansed us from our sins. He cleaned us up, and in order for us to stay cleaned up, we have to be obedient to his word. Sister Natissa, on 4-9, kept the ball rolling, reminding us that God wants a relationship with us. She reminded us that sin can weigh us down. She also told us, find joy in serving God. Learn to smile more and get rid of all that junk. Trust God and be patient. Keep your heart clear of clutter. And you have to have a repentant heart, because hidden sin can destroy your health and your lives. On 4-16, Sister Levine's theme was clean it up. She reminded us of three things. Guard your mind, guard your heart, guard your mouth, and when you sin, repent and clean it up. Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Simply put, my sisters, when we became members of the body of Christ, the old things we used to do in time, we should have no desire to do them. Now, we do this, and we all know, by attending worship each Sunday, studying the Bible, and then right here, being on our Friday night Bible lessons every Friday night. Lessons like this is one way to help us grow. And in growing, we learn to detox our whole body. We know living for Christ, we have to deny self and take up our cross daily. As Ecclesiastes 12:13 said, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I remember growing up, I heard a poem. The name of it was called If Jesus Came to Your House. Well, guess what, sisters? He's here. He sees you, and he hears everything that happens. So why not clean it up? Oh, I'm not talking about the wood frame or the brick house. I'm talking about the temple, your body. No one really thinks about spring cleaning your eyes, your hands, your feet, your mouth, but it's part of the temple, right? Television, with all its eye candy, it is really becoming more and more of Satan, too. We see so much on there, we know God is not pleased, and it leaves nothing to the imagination. Spring cleaning your temple, a total detox. You have to be careful what your eyes see, what your ears hear, where your feet go, what your hands touch, and what your mouth say. Eyes, Matthew 6:23. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And Luke 11:34-36 says, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body is also full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy whole body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body were therefore full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light. And when the bright shining of a candle does give thee light. Ears. 2 Timothy chapter 4:1-3 says, I charge thee therefore before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Isaiah 55:3 says, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure verses of David. Matthew 13:15 says, for this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have been closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears and shall understand with their heart and shall be converted. I shall heal them. Feet. Ephesians 6:15. And your foot shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Luke 1:79 says, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide your feet into the way of peace. Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation. That said unto Zion, thy God reigns. As Christian women in our cleaning, Psalms 119:101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Proverbs 1, 15 and 16 says, "My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood." And Psalms 28 and 2, "Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy sanctuary." Psalms 63 and 4, "Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name." Our hands should be forgiving God praise and folding them in prayer to him. Mouth, Proverbs 12 and 18, "There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue is the wise. The tongue of the wise is health." Proverbs 18 and 21, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Proverbs 21 and 23 says, "Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble." Matthew 12 and 36, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Ephesians 4 and 29, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer." Part 2, detox the body, take out the old man, and replace it with the new man. Now the old man consisted of these, Titus 3, verses 2 through 5. "For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of our God and Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Ephesians 4 and 22 says, "That ye put off all concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth to his neighbor, for we are all members of one another, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that steals steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Put away all bitterness, wrath, and anger, clamor, evil speaking. Be put away from you with all malice. And be ye therefore kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." Out with the old, in with the new. In 2 Peter, first chapter, verses 5 and 7, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity." Virtue, showing high standards, goodness, knowledge, facts, understanding what the will of God is. Temperance, moderation, restraint, self-control, and not wanting to render evil for evil. Patience, tolerate, accept suffering without getting angry. Godliness, the quality of being Christ-like. Brotherly kindness, natural affection for our fellow believers, loving thy neighbor as thyself with a pure heart. Charity, to help those in need, Sisters, we cannot be selfish. We also need to replace fear with faith, replace all doubt with trust, replace all despair with hope, replace all hate with love, seek wisdom, examine ourselves daily, number our days, be anxious for nothing. Make the best use of your time. Make each day productive and ask God to take control of your calendar. Treat your body as a temple so the Holy Spirit can dwell within you. Be thankful, be grateful. Thank God for each and every day and all his blessings and be content. Sister, submit to God daily. Humble yourself and love everyone. So my sisters, in closing, if we remember that our body is a temple and the Spirit dwells in us, let us ask, would Christ be watching this? Would Christ be listening to this? Would Christ be going here? Would Christ be touching this? And would Christ be seeing that? Remember, he lives in us. Let's keep the temple clean. If we detox every day, sisters, we will be ready for the ultimate spring cleaning, when Christ shall come and do his spring cleaning, separating the sheep from the goat. Thank you, my sisters. I hope that I have said something to encourage you all. God bless.
Amen. Amen. The body detox. Thank you, Sister Lisa. All right, before we go in our remarks, we're going to have Sister Elizabeth Francis to give us our closing prayer at this time.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lisa, for hosting. And thanks for all the participants who have partaken in this Bible series tonight. Let's go to God in prayer. Sovereign God, Almighty Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you, to call upon your name and to give you praise. Father, I thank you so much for your word that we can listen and our heart can be touched. And I pray, dear Lord, that as we detox our body and every day and make ourselves prepare so that we, Lord, can be able to partake into this, the portion that you have blessed us with, God, as we make ourselves available to you, Lord, in every single way, as we watch what we see, hear, our mouth, our hands, our feet, wherever we go. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you just help us to pay attention to these five different areas, and that as we detox, Lord, you help us, God, to allow you to use us in a positive way to advance your kingdom. Father, I pray for those who are sick, those who are going through a rough time right now, Lord, those who have lost loved one. I pray for the retreat. I pray, dear Lord, that you build all the sisters who will be participating. And I pray, dear Lord, that you help us to have a grand time. And for those who are not sure, that they'll make the effort, God, to come to Eve on Saturday morning so that they can be able to share in the celebration. Father God, I pray that you forgive me, God, of any sin that I've committed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I pray, dear Lord, that this prayer will not be hindered. Father, be with us tonight as we go to bed. I pray, dear Lord, that you help us to go to bed with a clear heart and a clear mind and repentance heart, and so that we, Lord, be able to wake up with you in the morning with you on our hearts as we continue to give you the worship and the praise that you so much deserve. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to bless us, continue to bless LPW, continue to strengthen this group so that we, Lord, as sisters, can be able to strengthen each other. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.